Bank Shocker number one. On page 65 of Don't Bank On It, you write, when you deposit money into a fractional reserve bank, the bank actually becomes a de facto owner of an unsecured loan or asset you have given it. The receipt or passbook that you walk away with and think of as evidence of your bank account is instead an IOU. How is this possible? Please explain to America how it is that our money suddenly becomes the bank's money under new international agreements and laws.
Your money, when you put it in a bank, becomes the bank's money. If you don't believe me, if you go to the bank and they won't give you your money for whatever reason, they own it. You don't own it. If you give me your keys to your car, you still own the car, but I have possession of it. So your car's safety is really in my hands. And the same thing with a bank deposit. When you put your money in that bank, it depends upon how stable and secure the bank is. And so most people don't realize that. Now, here's my big concern. In all the Dodd-Frank legislation and these agreements we've signed with international banks and the Banks of International Settlement and the IMF and the Bank of England, they all talk about shareholders, bondholders, and unsecured creditors. Well, we know clearly who the bondholders are. That's a pretty simple thing. They bought the bonds of the bank that financed the bank, for Pete's sakes. We know who the shareholders are. These are people that bought shares of the bank that are the capital that's used to run the bank. But who are the unsecured creditors? The unsecured creditors are the depositors. And now the discussions are of bail-ins versus bail-out. So in other words, let's say your bank goes down. Traditionally, the government would come in and bail it out. Well, now what they'll do is your money will be the money that's held in the bank, and that money will be used to get the bank out of trouble. Now, does that mean you'll never get your money? No. No, you'll get your money, but it may take some time to get your money because according to the Bank of England and the FDIC agreement, it says that you'll be given shares. In the case of Cyprus banks, they guaranteed the first 100,000 euro, but beyond that, you actually lost 47% of your money. They actually gave you a haircut on your deposit. So don't think for 1 minute that we could not see this happen in America. The minute you put your money in a bank, you are subject to the whims of that bank.